and you're listening to the Texas Standard. The state of California ran quite the end around on the NCAA earlier this week when Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill called the Fair Pay to Play Act into law. The measure entitles college athletes in the Golden State to make money from their name, image, and likeness. Think endorsement deals and jersey sales. But those opportunities are currently forbidden under NCAA rules. California's new law doesn't go into effect until 2023, and by then, it's conceivable other states will have passed their own version of the bill. So what could this mean for amateur athletics as a whole, and for Texas in particular? For that, we turn to Paul Batista. He's a lawyer specializing in sports law and an associate professor of sport management at Texas A&M University. Professor Batista, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.
Looking at California's new law specifically, what do you see as the pros and cons?
Well, obviously, there is a lot of conversation and has been about all of the money that runs through college athletics. Mm-hmm. And there's been an outcry from a lot of different avenues that the players are the ones who are not getting the fair share. And I think this is California trying to move that forward. So there's an effort to try to compensate student athletes. Mm-hmm. From the NCAA standpoint, they see this as a potential nightmare, bidding wars for recruits,
right,
creating a huge imbalance. In fact, some have come out and said this will destroy college football and college athletics. Mm. So the NCAA is positioning itself to say, what we want to do is make sure that any compensation student athletes get is tied to education.
California is leading the way here. Are any other states looking to be quick to follow?
The word is, according to the bill sponsor in California, she says that she has had politicians in Florida, New York, Washington State started this, I think, a year or so ago, the same idea. Colorado, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Wow.
So to me, that's almost the most interesting part, because clearly if you have a single actor out there doing something like this, it could create real balance problems. Where's the recruit going to go? To Texas or Texas A&M or to UCLA, where mm-hmm. the recruit can make money on his name, image, and likeness?
Are there any indications that Texas lawmakers would ever pass or even file a similar bill? It doesn't sound like that they were listed among those first states interested.
I would never try to guess what the Texas legislature is going to do. I would really be surprised that Texas would be on the forefront of this and out front. Might they at some point be interested in this? Perhaps. I would be surprised if Texas passed this unless or until it got past quite a few other states and it became obvious that this was going to be a nationwide deal.
So the NCAA has a committee, I guess, focused at looking into this. But what options do they have here?
You know, the first option that President Emmert, the president of the NCAA, has come out with and said, well, if California wants to do that, that's fine. But those schools that do are no longer going to be members of the NCAA or be able to compete for NCAA championships. So other schools, Ohio State Athletic Director, Wisconsin Athletic Director, several other schools have said already, we're not scheduling any California schools for any events after January of 2023. And they've already come out and said that.
Does this all seem inevitable at this point, though, that that college athletes profiting from their own likeness is going to happen in some form down the line?
You know, a little historical context here to answer that question. About 10 years ago, there was a case that was filed called the O'Bannon case that talked about name, image, and likeness. And there's been several other cases. So in response to some of those lawsuits, the NCAA has made some changes. For example, they've gone to full cost of attendance for the athletes. They now provide some funding for families to go to national championship games. So the NCAA has responded to some of these. I suspect that the NCAA will move forward. This working group will come out with some sort of idea about what they think is appropriate. And then hopefully at that point, the discussions will start.
Paul Batista is a lawyer and an associate professor of sport management at Texas A&M. Professor Batista, thank you again.
My pleasure.